Remember when Kermit the Frog sadly lamented, "It's not easy being green." I know that dates me, but Sesame Street is not only alive and well, but it's thriving and it's celebrating its 50th anniversary of educating children in fun and informative ways. And they're never afraid to tackle tough subjects like divorce and bullying and racism on top of teaching so many cool things. And I know as a mom, I was so happy to have Sesame Street because I could put my kids in front of the TV and not feel guilty. So I thought this was a perfect opportunity to publicly state, Kermit, I agree with you. Being green can be inconvenient. It can cost a little bit more. It usually requires changing habits or swimming upstream or taking a stand on things, even when it's uncomfortable. But at the end of the day, what being green really takes is commitment and discipline, and it can be fun. So get ready for some fun because we're going to have some today. And we want you to hear from two people who I can attest to personally are fun. They are part of a green team in the very center of downtown Tucson. I call Hotel Congress in Mainers the epicenter of what's happening now. And maybe Dave will steal that from me. They have set the bar high on so many levels for what it means to be green. And it's fun just to watch what they've done and how they keep raising that bar to see what they can come up with next. So joining me to share their good green news are two leaders of the Green Pack. I had to get that in. Angelia Renee Leon, I wanted to say your whole name.
Thank you.
And Josh Osteen, and they are from Hotel Congress /Maynard/Maynard's Market /... So
hello, hello.
And thanks for being here. I can't believe
Absolutely.
We're finally making this happen.
Thank you so much
for the invite.
And to be bragging about what you're doing, that's my job. It's like, you know, so it's like, who do I start with? Well, I'm starting with you. And it's not necessarily ladies first, but it's kind of payback to say we're sorry that we voted you as chair of the green team when you're not at a meeting. It's like, okay, it was unanimous though. We said, yeah, let's make it Angelia. You stepped into it. You have embraced it. And I want to know why. What does the green team mean to you? And why were you so interested? You did say no, yes, without hesitation.
Yeah, absolutely. I knew right away that I was up for the task. When I first heard about the green team, when Rita first brought it around.
We should have a moment of silence for Rita.
I know, she's actually in town.
She is.
Right
she
now,
is.
Yeah, I told her we were coming she's down
better
here.
Tell her other friends.
Yeah, the founder of the green team, along with Todd, they just wanted to get the staff more involved. And right away, I jumped on board, and I knew that it was going to be a fun experience. And starting in the restaurant, you observe so many things on a day-to-day basis that could be small changes with huge impacts. So I think I had something, you know, to bring to the table as far as what we can do to make a difference at the hotel. So immediately I was interested in joining the green team. And then, yeah, you guys all voted me to be the chair. And without hesitation, I was super up for the task. So, yeah, it's been great ever since.
And what people can't see, because we don't have video live streaming on top of this, is that you're very young. And
yes.
By your name, you can tell you're not Anglo, like Murphy Darling.
It's true.
It's true.
Yeah.
You're representing a whole nother segment of the population on many levels. So that thrills me because you bring a look and a feel and an energy to the team, as does your cohort in crime, Josh
Hello.
Osteen.
Yes, yes.
Hello.
Josh.
And what does the green team mean to you? You're a hardcore co-leader, green team member. Step up to the task.
It's just such a blessing to be able to work for someone who appreciates all the little things that having a green team program that provides for not only your establishment, but also being on the forefront for like the entire community. I think at the time when I first got there, we were still just doing compost cats, and that's where over 500 pounds of all of our, you know, good compost goes into a big tub, and they reuse it, and it's a blessing that we've been doing that. But we've also been on the forefront of taking things that much more further. We were on the first forefront of the whole glass straw like movement
totally.
And stuff, doing that before.
One less straw.
It was an industry standard, and now I feel like everywhere I go, I see those little touches for going green rather than, you know, and if you do have to buy responsibly. So, but we were definitely in, you know, I've been working downtown for about 10 years now, and Hotel Congresses, because of Rita and because of Todd, they were really on the forefront and, you know, saw value in that, not only as you know, what it provided for the business, but for the cause and then for the community.
And there's a lot of proof here, and I want to go into that
without, you know, I mean, belaboring it, there's real concrete changes you've made. But let's start with the straw, because not only do you sell straws there, glass straws that are made by a local artist.
Very cool.
There's a benefit to buying them. So what's the benefit?
You get a free soda pop or iced tea whenever you bring it into the Hotel Congress or Maynard's Marketing Kitchen.
So people kind have of, and then that's also, a biggie.
For sure. And I think, like you said, we kind of, being Hotel Congress and the cultural hub and all that, we're the trendsetters of the downtown community. Making that an aspect, just making that cool, making that, you know, doable, it just set the tone for the rest of downtown. And I think a lot of people have jumped on board after us, too.
And people are watching. So can we talk about the list? I obviously did my homework and made the list. Do you want it? I mean, it's there.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
So tell us what you've done. It's a big list.
Yeah, you picked three of your favorites.
Okay. I think when you visit Hotel Congress, you can find our sustainability efforts in all aspects. We have our solar heated water, which has decreased our energy bill by 40%, which is huge.
Huge. Everybody press pause here. It's a big property.
Totally.
So it saved you money and it saves the planet by using less energy. That's like a triple bottom line.
And we were doing that before it was cool.
Yeah.
We really were.
Yeah. And making it doable. And I think just, like I said, setting the trend for other hotels to look at us and see that, you know, it is something that you can accomplish. And also, you know, our recycled pillows, you know, aspects of our hotel, just making sure that we're making everything as sustainable as possible.
What do you mean recycled pillows? Like you take pillows from someplace else and get them?
No, all of our hotel pillows are made from recycled bottle fibers.
Yeah. You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah,
from all aspects. It's not just, like fancy straws, but like even like the little things, you know, it's a, you know, to go full circle and to start it off as like just an aluminum can based like recycling program. And not only that, but kind of all the fibers used in your pillow that you're sleeping on.
Sustainable sourcing.
Exactly.
That's
buying
huge.
Responsible. That's what it all goes back
buying
to.
Buying responsible. Okay. Sure. I did not know that. So I'm down one.
And that's a strange one.
That is. It's like, what do you mean?
Yeah, there's little
pillows.
Very comfortable.
Everywhere.
I can attest to it. Very comfortable. Yeah, you will not know the difference.
I've stayed down there overnight. Okay, so that's some favorites. What else? You have one
and
more.
And then, of course, well, my personal favorite, I guess, would be our party with a purpose type vibes, where we do late night parties, normal. We go out to have a drink with your friends, but have a little nod towards our community, whether it be a local makeup drive for Sister Jose's, or just this past Thanksgiving, we did a food drive for the Bosco Yaqui tribe, which is my home tribe. I live out there. So, you know, just like little ways to give nods to our community while also still having a good time. And a lot of people go to Hotel Congress to party and enjoy themselves. So it's kind of like doing it, but being conscious about how you're doing it and being able to.
Okay, so what blew me away, and we can talk a little bit more about that, the party with a purpose.
Yeah.
You made Jackie Murphy and I come down.
Oh, yeah.
At 10 o'clock.
Gina was partying at Aussie Club.
Okay.
And I was like, I said to my husband, I'm going out. And he goes, it's 9:30.
Yeah.
So
then
we went out.
That's very, very young in the night. You're fine. Yeah.
No kidding. There were hundreds of people there. But what blew me away, people just kept walking up, walking up, walking up, walking up. Thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Definitely.
Of gently used or new makeup from the tribe down there.
Yeah.
And all of us, all the Green Team members participated and bought things or brought things.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah. We had so many people donate. We really weren't even expecting to get that much. But yeah, we had tubs and tubs full. And just being able to take all the donations down to Sister Jose, and I welcomed anyone to the community to join us to make the final donation, because I feel like it's just so rewarding. Especially the women at Sister Jose's, they're always so grateful. And doing the makeup drive was something that was a little bit unconventional. You don't always think about
it. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, never heard of it.
So unique, but so well needed.
You don't think about homeless women wanting to use makeup. And why not? Of course, they want to look nice.
This is the first time I've ever heard of such a job.
It's solid for them, for sure. Yeah, and when we made our first donation to Sister Jose, one of the things that they got so lit up about and so jazzed about was having makeup, just because it's like the little things that give you day-to-day joy, that
comfort
we take for granted, you know, lipsticks that are just sitting in our drawers and whatever. We were able to give back, and I mean, they loved it. And being able to donate that and seeing our community come together and make all these women happy. And one of the things that stuck with me deeply when I go to Sister Jose's is they just want to feel like they're a part of mainstream society. And if we're able to do that by donating something that we take for granted on a day-to-day basis,
bam.
I mean, I don't see why
they want to fit in.
And have a good time afterward.
And and then doing it with, like, you know, partying. And I think also Opti Club is targeted to people my age, which is, like, you know, young 20s and anyone's welcome, of course.
Yeah, and then you ask us to come out at that hour.
No,
but
everyone's
so worth
welcome,
it.
Of course. But I feel like we often, us youngins, don't get a true opportunity to be involved in stuff like that. So I think it's just a thing that it's kind of a no-brainer.
It's so much more than non-perishables and used clothing, you know? Like, it's the
right.
little things.
Yeah. Yeah, being thoughtful and being in tune with what our downtown people need from us and delivering when we can. And I think that along with all of our green initiatives, it's just we're hitting all the marks right now. And
Absolutely.
That's making me super proud.
Absolutely.
You know, having real relationships with you guys, real relationships with Chapman, soon to come a couple more green teams in 2020, I see things that are, to me, marvels of what I call the ripple effect. And one of them is Rita took you to Sister Jose's, which is a shelter for homeless women.
Yeah.
And you volunteered. And now you volunteer. Now you're a regular. You got trained to be a volunteer. So it expanded your horizons.
Definitely. And I think, again, like you think of just clothing drives and stuff like that, but actually speaking to the women and hearing what they want and what they need and or what they get joy from and then be able to give that to them and, you know, make it come to life. Like, it's just being thoughtful in that way, just being in tune with your community is really rewarding.
Absolutely. I get it. And I see it. So, Josh, what are your top three?
Well, I want to mention, like,
Did
the one less
some of yours?
Well, the one less straw campaign, I think, is a huge, deal.
Love
and we've been doing that for a while. And again, we were doing that before that sad video of the turtle was going around viral. Like, we were on the forefront of that.
Yeah.
And that's kind of a nice little, you know, something to brag about as far as, like, being downtown. Because, yeah, you do see, like, just, like, the sheer amount of waste that happens on, like, a, you know, Friday, Saturday, you know, just a weekly basis, you know, all just for a little, like, you know, single serving comfort. You know, I feel for that person who absolutely has to have it, like, yeah, they'll say something, and it just then it also turns into like an educational moment where our server or bartender can maybe kind of grab you and make you think twice about that straw something. So we can also use that as an educational tool as well. But, you know, ultimately, if you want a straw, we will give you one, but you'll be happy to know that it's on an avocado pit straw or something fun. That's just,
and we will think less of you. I'm just kidding. You won't, but I will.
No, but I think it will be backed by a lot of information about why we're on this one less straw campaign.
Yeah.
And you know, be able to explain why we do it.
Absolutely. Second would be absolutely all the things that we do with the produce. As like a self-proclaimed like foodie gourmet, like I come from a restaurant family. I think what we have been doing for years is just giving more of attention to detail to a lot of like the local purveyors. I mean, we have our own little garden and grove, so we can't like outsource there. We use a lot of Pivot Produce, who does an amazing job.
They're the best. I have to have them on a podcast.
Yes, absolutely. So
Pivot
what we
produce.
Get, yeah, and it's all just like fresh, like sustainable things that are like grown in season and going, you know, basically our menus like around the season rather than, you know, kind of what the market demands. So it's a lot of fun. And then, you know, just like all the fun that goes aligned with like all the festivals that we do, like some like the Agave Fest, the Agave Heritage Festival, like some of those like more like
thought
mark. I mean, those dinners are really something really cool. Like, yeah, we do specialty dinners just all the time at Maynard's, but kind of some of the things that showcase, you know, all of the things that like Tucson and the Sonoran Desert region like have to offer for a lot of the people who aren't from here or from here just never really gotten to know what some of those ingredients are all about. And I think having like that attention to detail when it comes to just, you know, what the chef is allowed to use on a regular basis, like, goes a long way. And then I think like the other thing that I would maybe say would be my favorite is, you know, as a gentleman, I think like what we've done with like the Eco Blue like thing,
yes,
just like
waterless
all
those, urinals.
The waterless urinals goes a long way.
I
and
love
I can attest to it. Like, it's just kind of silly now going to other places where they don't have that and it's all literally going down the drain and like it is in a desert climate. It feels like really bad just in sad to see that happening. Whereas, I mean, Eco Blue, like we are still kind of like one of the few places that do that. I do see a lot of places in town, but as far as even at Maynard's Market and Kitchen in the depot, we've converted in that, and we're saving over 1.5 million gallons of water. Basically in like a year.
Imagine if everybody did that.
Yeah.
So again, I want to emphasize the positive for the planet, but when I say it can be a little bit more expensive, in many cases, businesses realize profits from their changes because they're cutting down on things.
And also just with the shower heads as well. It's not just your nose, it's the shower heads. Like a lot of things like in the hotel, we've had to, you know, convert to just being more like thought-minded and, you know, moving forward. Like, yeah, I don't think we'd ever go backward. That's like the beauty. Like once you do it, you get that, you get that out of the way. But all of our lighting, like most of like the stuff like inside, like, yeah. Like we've been very thoughtful in like what we do buy in the future, being very responsible.
And in a 100-year-old building, it's hard enough. So if we can do it, everyone else can too.
Thank you for saying that. It just can be a little inconvenient and then it's not. So I want to name one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things is that you put glass bottles in the hotel rooms.
They're just so cool.
They are so cool, and you can keep them and use them for other things. Isn't it Sedona water? I think it is.
It is Sedona water,
And to go into a hotel room when I did stay there and not see a plastic bottle, because people say, well, you know, it's a hotel. We have to have plastic bottles. No, you don't. And I wonder if there's been any pushback on that. I mean, do people buy them? I don't think so.
No.
Because they're cool to have.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they're healthier.
Yeah, it's local. It's locally sourced. I mean, people buy them all the time. We sell them at Maynard's Market also, and I always see people picking them up. So it's definitely all the things in our hotel rooms are locally sourced, you know.
Yeah, it's kind of like even like some of the snacks and the little things. It all has like a local nod and like maybe
everything. And maybe, the personal care products was a local source.
Oh,
and what
yeah.
a difference that can make to the person selling it. It helps a lot. Keep our money local.
Yes.
So this is like a three-part question, but I really won't do that to you. I'll only ask one time. You know, that's the what, but I want you both to tell me, what's your why? Why does it matter doing all these things? For your personal perspectives, I know from a branding identity, it's great, but you can't do the volunteer hours that you do on top of how much you work and be part of the Green Team without a strong why. Why does it matter to you? Do you want to go first, Amelia?
Yeah, sure. I think for me, coming from a background where sustainability isn't really a conversation that we have the luxury of having, it's never on the forefront because it's, you know, the area of town I grew up in or, you know, my community are concerned about survival and concerned about, you know, many other topics. So for me, I have the privilege to be conscious and to learn about these things and then to give back to my community. It's like, why wouldn't I use this platform or why wouldn't I make these changes? And to be able to show the people in my community that these changes not only are cheaper at times or, you know, even the ones that are more expensive, the long-term effects of them. I just think it's like my duty in a way to be brown, to be a woman, and to be consciously living. And especially in my workplace, working for somebody who has the same sort of ambition towards building a more sustainable workplace for others, it's something that I think is like a necessity to work somewhere that cares about that.
And Josh,
that
what's your why?
I mean, I think growing up in Wisconsin, the idea of going out into like the farmer's market to get like fresh produce and all that stuff was like, you know, very, you know, something that I feel like I took for granted. And there's a lot of people who don't have that luxury. And I think like working for someone like Hotel Congress and Maynard's, who, yeah, like much like you said, like they're very much passionate about these things as well. So it all like boils down to, I wouldn't be as passionate about it if it was falling on deaf ears. Like, so they're very, it's authentic from the mouth all the way up to the ears as well. So I think that part of me, like just seeing it on like the day in and day out, like all of the differences that it makes, it's fun just to be a champion of it because you see that it works and you see that it makes a difference. And something that maybe was just a blip in pop culture or something suddenly stands the test of time and becomes like a policy and procedure that's implemented like across the board in an industry.
Yeah. And, you know, as much as Todd and I have a mutually teasing relationship is what I call it. I think there's probably some initials for that, MTR or something like that. Pace of the leader, pace of the team. And he wants this. And he doesn't have to be involved in the day-to-day activities. The Green Team has evolved into being a leadership. How do you think it's impacted the culture of the properties? Do you think a lot of people that work there notice and care by and large? I know it's a process and people come and go. It's the restaurant industry. So it's, you know, people come and go. I have kids that have worked in that industry.
When we first started doing some of these, like, you know, it was like a big sustainability campaign. We've kind of been silently doing some of these things on its own. But when we finally were like, hey, why don't we not just like talk about this? Like, we have so much content at our disposal here. And I feel like at first, like with the no straw thing, like maybe there was like some pushback now. But whereas I don't think anybody would want to go back and try to like undo any of that stuff.
Right. So it's become a part of the
exactly.
culture.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's indoctrinated into, you know, all of our like new hire policies and procedures. And like now, you know, when you get hired on Hotel Congress or Maynard's Market and Kitchen, we're telling you like some of the fun things that we're doing that's maybe, you know, against the grain or, you know, goes above and beyond that, you know, some other place you may or may not have worked for. That's worth talking about. It's worth spreading. And even if it's just the idea, I feel like I would feel much better, you know, dining at my own personal establishment that like, you know, paid attention to those details rather than cut corners.
And it cracks me up. I love this. It cracks me up in a really good way when team members come and they're coming up with ideas like single-use plastic. Why are we doing this? Why do we have ramekins that you throw away? All those things have gotten changed, which do cost money. And using the refresh glass, they're more expensive, but they're made from recycled wine bottles.
Right, cooler, up the street, and just cooler too.
Yeah. They are so cooler. People talk about those.
Oh, even people, our guests. Really talk, I mean, when I wear my green team pen, or when people are asking about our straws, and we're saying, oh, you know, it's backed by the green team here
Everything
at Hotel
tells
Congress.
A story.
We have regulars that are saying, oh, well, you know, how do you wrap your deli meat? Or how do you do this? Like, you know, asking and making us being more thoughtful about what we do. And not only does our staff care, but our customers care too. And a lot of people appreciate that we're becoming more of a sustainable
place.
And
you're proud about branding it. I love that you can sit at the table and it tells what the accomplishments were. And to me, it's not bragging about it. It's co-branding and making a statement for the planet.
And also, like, we're not done. Like, we're still thinking about, like, what's next.
We're not
done. We're still wondering, like, and what other ways can we be more sustainable? And what other ways can we, like, develop and grow? So it's not like we're resting on our laurels and thinking just because we've gotten, you know, eco-friendly straws and to-go containers that suddenly we can stop. Like, no, there's always something new that we can be passionate about. And that's what makes it fun.
And, you know, Todd has me meet with the teams from Maynard's and Maynard's Market and then with Congress at the Cup. And one day I go to have one of my meetings and the chef, who was really busy, said, Mrs. Green, can I take you out and show you the composting bins? And he said, look, they're full and we still have three more days.
It really is.
We need another bin.
Yeah.
I mean, so when you see staff get engaged that aren't on the team and want to do that. So it's a perfect segue because you said we're not finished. To me, and I know that you both agree with me because I happen to be your friend, but you cannot have a sustainable planet without a socially just one. It's become, in the conservation movement and whatever you want to call it, social justice, the conversation is being elevated, which thrills me no end. So what do you think about the piece of, you just did something that was near and dear to my heart with World Bicycle Relief. And Josh, you headed that up. Tell us.
Yeah, well, I thought that was a fun little program. And for those who aren't familiar, it's just this great way of giving back to these impoverished towns in Africa where they need, you know, transportation, and it's kind of a hard thing to come by over there. So you would donate basically some of your time or money, and like you would get like little, that started off as, you know, the bicycle is like the main goal, but then they also have, you know, the toolkit and then the tires. And we set a goal for one bike. And, like, you know, I put Hotel Congress, you know, to it. And I say, if we can match this one bike, if we can get this bike, which I don't know, it was like $125, something like that.
Yeah.
And they agreed to match for it. So not only did we get that, but it was, you know, primarily just amongst all of us green team members. Like, I think we got a little love. Like, we reached out to, like, the general public. But for the most part, it was all just, us, like, thoughtful-minded, internal people.
It was an internal success. And I'll tell you that the bicycle project, I've had one of the founders on as a guest, and a bicycle in Africa or places in India, it means life-saving to women and girls. It prevents, it lowers the amount of rapes, it increases their employability, their education, everything, because they're safer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not just, like, to us, it's a bike, go down to the bike shop and go down to Goodwill, and there's like five old ones you can buy or used ones, whatever. But there, It's a life changer. It's really a game changer.
Yeah.
So I was proud of doing that.
We did it.
Now kind of a fun thing, because this is what morphs. You know, we looked at some of the concrete things in the beginning, and then it morphed, and then it morphed, and then it morphed. So recently, we all participated in a trip to the local recycling facility.
Yeah, what a lot
which
of fun
was
that
your
was.
Choice.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys really want to go to the recycling facility?
Absolutely.
People think I'm nuts that I want to go. And I went with you and loved it. So why that? What'd you learn?
I mean, just the sheer amount of effort that goes into it. And there was a lot of little things. Like,
deal.
I guess I was naive. Like, I too, with my plastic bags, like in the you know, bathroom trash, I tie it up and then I throw it in the thing.
I can't believe you, Josh.
I know it. And unbeknownst to me, I go to the factory. Those are the things they just throw right into the trash. Anything tied up goes right into the trash. So even that was like a learning experience. Just as a member of
the
green
right
team,
things.
I thought I knew everything, Gina, and I didn't. So it was a lot of fun. We did that, and just the sheer magnitude of the operation, the scale of it, just the conveyor belts and the sorting and people just like throwing things around, and it takes a lot to get, you know, what, you know, we consider just to throw and dump into a bin and someone else's problem.
Yeah.
All the issue with like pre-sorting like that, I didn't realize that was such an issue.
Yeah, the manpower behind it, for sure.
It's a big deal. And I'm with you. When you get there and see the massive amount of waste coming in every minute.
It was very impressive, yet like a somber like experience as well. Like it was very sad to think like, wow, like just when you think that we're doing so much, you know, I live up in Miranda and they're cutting like the recycling program down to, you know, like once a week. So there's still, it's a hard thing to like stand by even now when I think it's more important than ever.
Right. I know they have their jobs cut out for them. I've had Christina on the show. She also is a friend and contamination is an issue. And that's when it comes to the conversation about it can be inconvenient. We took a master recycling class, and I'm glad that we did because part of the Mr. Green, remembered all the things that could be recycled and couldn't, and I didn't. So, it's really interesting to me to know, but it takes a little more effort, and then so what? Once you learn it, you know it.
Yeah.
And they had to do that. So we had fun.
Oh, yeah, it was so much fun seeing, like, the large scale. I think, yeah, recycling, but overall, I think my takeaway was reduce. Seeing as much stuff that was going into that place, it's like, I definitely want to continue to recycle, but more importantly, I just want to reduce what I use.
That's the first
avoid
R.
It. Yeah, avoid it
first
altogether.
R, yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And someday we have to come back, just you and I. Josh, you can come if you want, but we're going to do a show about thrifting because it's like one of my favorite hobbies on the planet, and that's where
I've done it. Yeah, I've done it a couple of times.
You, I live by it. Oh,
you're invited to the party. We see each other, and I say,
no
good
fast fashion here.
I know.
No?
we'll do that. Your efforts have not gone unnoticed, and I think that matters. So I would just like to brag about you for a little bit about what you've gotten. You are trip
Can you speak
advisor,
a little louder,
gold level green leader, which required vetting and filling out forms and all this stuff. 2016 Mrs. Green's World Greenest Workplace Judges Choice.
Hey.
We haven't done that for a while, but it was a big deal. And we had statewide judges, and they picked what you've done. 2016 Arizona Lodging and Tourism Good Earth Keeping Award. That's a big deal. 2017 Mrs. Green's World Greenest Workplace People's Choice. And I want to do a disclaimer here. None of the Mrs. Green team members are allowed to vote or be a judge or anything. So it wasn't me loving Hotel Congress. Right. It was the People's Choice, which means you got the most vote. And then in 2017, Arizona Lodging and Tourism Good Earthkeeping Award. It's been pretty amazing. And I know the Department of Environmental Services has come down and done a video about all your efforts on recycling. So
yeah.
Two last questions. What have been some of the biggest challenges, or have there been big challenges in moving it forward?
I would just say maybe like education. I think getting the word out there, like a lot of this stuff was all, you know, internally we knew what was going on. But I think once it became kind of a great little like talking point just to like, you know, talk about to the guests, like when you go to a Cup Cafe table right now, you're greeted with a little sustainability card that kind of talks about great lengths that we do go to just to make some of these things happen. So that's what I would say.
What would you say?
Education.
I would say for me, it's matching the interest with the time and effort. Like, it takes so much time and so much effort. I know everyone at Hotel Congress is interested in our green efforts, but rounding everyone together and getting them involved is probably the toughest because we live busy lives.
Sure.
And I think making the time for it is always like a day-to-day reminder. There is time and we can do it. It's just actually making the commitment and making the sacrifice to get involved with what you're doing.
And there's like, you can get like advocate anxiety sometimes. I feel some of the things that we talk about at least are the more positive sides of that.
Oh.
So that's like what keeps me kind of at least more like into it and like going, like rather than like, I mean, we talk about some depressing stuff, unfortunately.
We do.
And it's fun to see that our efforts are being like utilized, and also they're seeing the rewards, like seeing the sheer like lack of like all the unnecessary amount of plastic, and just, you know, as a restaurant, a popular one at that, you're going through a lot of it, and just the sheer difference, it makes you like rationalize that, okay, now this is all finally like it's worthwhile. This is what we should be doing and continue to do it.
Yeah. And I know like Todd talked to me, and I know you guys are on this, about the Agave Festival. How can we make events greener? They're a big challenge because those little single use for tasting, it's really hard to, you see 300 people taste a little bit of food and throw their plastic container in the garbage. I mean, it's not easy being green, as Kermit said.
It's not.
I mean, he was a wise frog.
And we do so many events that like require that, and we've been like way more thoughtful than ever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just what we've cut down in the bars alone, not serving bar napkins, again, absolutely, no straws, using our glassware
repurposing just like paper, like having a scrap paper bin set up, and we take at Maynard some of the menus that would have just gotten like recycled and tossed once it gets a little like, you
and
know, dingy.
The menus. I forgot about that so that they don't have to be repainted all the time. And yeah, a lot of stuff.
Indestructible menus.
The sheer amount of paper that we've saved.
I mean, we can
I'm not kidding, Gina.
I know.
I would be the one on the, you know, printing out just hundreds of menus over the course of a month because, yeah, you have a Sunday brunch, everything's getting dirty. Come Monday, you want fresh, clean things. We're talking 50 menus a week sometimes, and we have a 2-page menu. That's 100 pieces of paper. Like, you do the math. But we use a lot of paper.
And nobody wants a dirty menu.
And now,
menu.
It's, no? a little it's a polyplastic blend that's very kind to the environment.
You can wipe
and
it
we can
off.
Just, like, wipe that
down,
ketchup right off.
Right.
And, like, honestly, outside of maybe we did a re-up for, like, Thanksgiving and stuff, but this is the first I've ever had to print more money. So it's like, I see that it works. I see
it.
It
adds up to a lot. Collectively, the whole is really great. Really great. Last question. Do you have any ideas about where you'd like to take it? Like some of your dreams? There's, you know, I thought about this question before I asked you, because we really have done a lot together. And like, what's left? We have to take it to new heights and keep doing things. I think events is one thing that we can do. And I'm not sure about all of the cleaning products. I mean, there's still areas to look into. And then maybe more on the community, the social justice part, and educating staff, because there is turnover.
Yeah.
I think that's a goal. Like you said, it's a challenge. Education, not just externally, but internally.
Right.
So we just have a lot of exciting work to do.
Yeah, and I think, well, just having Todd Hanley be not only interested but invested, not only does he pay us to be a part of the green team, but anytime he sees us doing stuff, like when we went on our recycling trip and posted it on social media.
He noticed.
He loved it. He emailed us all and said, I love this.
He
love
did.
To get more.
He emailed me too.
Yeah,
great content.
Yeah. So having an employer that appreciates you and is willing to invest in the team, and yeah, getting more people involved is huge for me. We now incorporate the sustainability and green team in all our onboarding, all our orientation. So the moment you're greeted at Hotel Congress as an employee, you're also encouraged to join the green team
and be
invested.
Yeah. And with like our specialty events that we do, like having a community partner that's also like-minded that we can, you know, utilize some of their efforts, and with our both powers combined, next thing you know, like it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
It's great. So that was my last question, but I just want to know, did you have as much fun as I did?
Oh, yeah. Because
it was fun.
Really cool.
Right, flight. And I love this because I always get the last word, and I have a few. I really know that engaging employees in sustainability is one of my favorite things to do on any given day. My green team days are really happy days. And the business case can be made for green teams. That's true. Research studies prove that effective green teams result in cost savings. They help attract and retain employees. And that's a big deal. They do, especially in bigger companies. Like high C-suite people are saying, what are your sustainability initiatives, as well as other employees? It strengthens your brand and it increases your market share. Like you said, your customer share. And by engaging employees, I think companies can spark innovative changes. You guys have done things that weren't written up, that didn't come from a book, because the team grew and you helped to reduce your environmental and social impact and inspiring other employees to make the sustainable choices. I also love that it ripple effects. It has a ripple effect at home and in the community. So that's, I love that. And what I love most is seeing people grow and expand and step into leadership. Of course, I love that. But what I love is being a part of the green team. And I love being able to see the impact on all of you, on your fellow employees, on the community, and on your families. And I really love getting to spend time with people like Josh Osteen and Angelia Leon. Yeah, cheer here.
Yeah.
Because they make my life better and more fun, and they make the world a better place. So if your company or organization doesn't have a green team, I encourage you to consider approaching management, or if you're in management, start putting things in motion or talk to coworkers about the possibility. There is just no downside, and it could be the start of something wonderful for you and for the planet. And Josh and Angelia, and to the other diehard Green Team members,
yes,
thanks for stepping up and making a difference. And finally, to all of our wonderful listeners, thank you. thanks for being a part of my world. So thanks, you guys. It was a blast.
Thank you very much. It was a blast.
Amen. Alleluia.
Amen.
So much fun.